I've been lucky enough to work with some really interesting clients over the last 27 years. Everyone from Rihanna and Katy Perry to Lady Gaga, Gwyneth Paltrow, Robert Downey Jr., Adam Levine, and everyone in between. It's been a fantastic ride. Celebrities and school teachers, they're the same. At the end of the day, they respond in the exact same way when it comes to pain and soreness. I've got 5 really helpful tools to help us stay active and make sure that pain does not get in the way of us being active. So the first is walking. Keeping your body in movement is one of the best forms of medicine you could ever do. Keeping your joints lubricated, helping manage our body weight, which reduces the load that we're putting on our joints. So walking is a very effective tool. The second is I use a product called CBD Medic. And CBD Medic is the first FDA registered topical. It's all natural, it's THC free, and I use it a couple different ways. So if you're one of the 50 million Americans that suffer from chronic pain, like me, I have arthritis in my lower back. It makes it really tough to sleep at night. You tend to flop around because you've got that joint discomfort. So I'll use CBD Medic at night to help take the edge off of my pain and discomfort so I can sleep deeper and I can sleep longer. I use it to actually move less. And on the other hand, a client comes in, they're sore from the last workout we did. We'll use CBD Medic on those muscles or joints to help reduce the pain and discomfort so that they feel better and more confident about attacking the workout we have that day. If you want more information, you can go to cbdmedic.com. The third, ice. We all know that ice can manage inflammation, it can manage pain. It's such an effective tool post-exercise to manage those kinds of invited and uninvited pain. The fourth is foam rolling. It's a form of self-massage, and it's a great way to help reduce delayed onset muscle soreness or the muscle pain that we get 48 hours after an intense workout. And last but not least is strength training. Not any strength training, but very specific strength training that targets the muscles of the back of our body. We tend to neglect everything we don't see in the mirror. So strengthening your upper back, your lower back, the back of your arms, the back of your thighs, and your glute muscles can help you move in a more functional way and can help navigate through different pains and aches you have to be more active and to be more pain-free. You know, I don't think of fitness and healthy eating as a wagon you fall on or off. I think of it as a new day. So if yesterday or the day before that, you didn't eat well, you were sedentary, you didn't sleep well, you don't necessarily have to revamp your entire lifestyle. It's about small changes that lead to permanent habits.